Blog Talk Radio.
Voices!
Thank you.
That was the New York Voices. And this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Walter Dean. A little under the weather, came down with some kind of nasty cold, so my voice is a little stretched and messed up. But still, I got up out the bed and I said, I'm going to do the show, even though. This week, I put together some stuff that I hope you will enjoy. We're going to start off, started off with actually the group that I thought is just blowing my mind every time I listen to them, the New York Voices. We're going to go on to another group called, the group that I thought that was might be worthwhile for us hearing. But you never know what's going to happen. So we're going to go on to a group called, and actually, my show is supposed to be about groups this week. So we're going to start off with Voices, and now we're going to go on to Pat Metheny. So listen up. Great group.
Giuseppe Travè, Ignacio Terraza, un servidor, Rian Chamorro, acompañando a Andrea Motis.
Thank you.
That was the Pat Metheny group in 1991 in Vienna Jazz Fest that they did at that particular time. And one of the groups that I really have a lot of respect for, because they're there's really fantastic ability to do different kinds of things with their musical instruments and all the different kinds of sounds that they're able to create. We're going to go on, and we're going to listen to a person who you don't think of. But this group is started off as a rock group, but they put off a great sound. And you're going to listen to them now. This is Tower of Power.
Yeah.
Power. me and Mrs. Jones. I don't know who the gentleman was that was singing, but evidently somebody knew who it was, because that sucker could really blow out some, he had some good pipes on him. Just keeping in that same mood, I thought it'd be nice to see if we can find some other people who are sometimes thought of as rock and roll or rhythm and blues kind of singers, but they made a crossover. But people didn't realize that some of the stuff that they're doing is very closely related to smooth jazz, and that's what was where me and Mrs. Jones was under that same style. I guarantee you'll know who this particular person is. Let's give a listen.
Folk legends full of promise and determination, unity and humanity. My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever.
Voice I really truly miss. Of course, you realize that was Marvin Gaye doing What's Going On. And the song is appropriate for today. You ask yourself the same kind of question, really, what's going on, when you think about all the crazy things that are happening in our world today. Let's see if I'm going to pull up something that is old, borrowed, and blue. Hope you'll enjoy it. I know I will. And it's a group that I have a lot of respect for. See if you can guess who did this the first time.
Some of today's finest music is written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, the Rodgers and Hart of Carnaby Street. And this is one of their latest.
With Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66, The Fool on the Hill, written by the Beatles, probably Paul McCartney more than anybody else, because Paul McCartney wrote songs that were beautiful, and I would assume that that was him doing that particular song. Today I just had some nostalgia about doing some things that were done a long time ago, but had so much meaning and so much on moaning and foolishness, but let me see if I can pull up another song that one of the things, you know, I'm going to do something that I've been wanting to do, but we're gonna go on and try this group right here. This is the group that I said that we're going to do this week. I said that the whole show is supposed to be generated around groups, but I jumped off the bandwagon and did something else. But let's listen to the Manhattan Transfer. Thank you. Rendition of a Manhattan Transfer. They were live in New York 2011. That group and the New York Voices are two of the outstanding groups. And one thing that's so interesting about both of those groups, nobody in that group is under 50 years of age. Can you believe that? With all the energy that they bring, you would think they would be much younger, but they learned their craft and they've done it well. And I guess it's hard to believe that they've been able to stand the test of time. We're going to go on and listen to Joyce Partiz, a new singer. Not so much a new, but you don't get a chance to hear all the new singers. But we're going to listen to her, My Foolish Heart. ¶¶ So many people who have recorded My Foolish Heart, and you'll probably hear me play that song more than one time, basically because it has so much in the words of the song, but you'll hear me do it with so many different musicians. It won't be done just by one person. You'll hear me do it over and over again, but it will be done by different people. Here's Kurt Elling, one of my famous favorite singers. A house is not a home.
A chair is still the chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to say goodnight, and no one there. And a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart. And one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I'll call your name and soon be coming. But it's just a crazy thing when it ends. It ends. Don't let what they say keep us apart. I've not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key. Oh, please be there. Still in the
Thank you.
Can't get any sweeter than that. Kurt Elling, House Is Not a Home. Well, you never know what's going to happen next. This is a slow streak. Get into my groove. Let's keep it up.
Yeah.
That's a new group out called Soul Street. And the name of the song was called Get Into My Groove. There's some really fantastic musicians coming out today. We've lost a lot of musicians, but somehow they're being replaced. Here's another one. Low Down Groove.
To be so cold, this dog-eat-dog existence has stopped us getting old. And some enjoyment. So until next week, this is
Dr. Walter Dean for getting it done. Thank you.